from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The next looming deadline for Safe Health Site Timmins, the supervised injection site on Cedar Street North, is June 30th, when its permission to allow drug consumption expires. Operation is transitioning from the District Hospital to the Canadian Mental Health Association. CMHA Executive Director Paul Jalbert says several developments since it opened in July 2022 make a good case to extend that permission and provide renewable government funding.
We've seen the reduction in opioid overdose deaths in our community. We were at somewhere around 80 per 100,000, and I think we're closer now to 50 per 100,000.
Jalbert adds that strengthening that are figures showing decreasing demand for consumption services by SHST clients and increasing demand for other services such as counseling and withdrawal management. Federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is calling on the Prime Minister to sit down with premiers to talk about the federal carbon tax. Poilievre tabled a motion in the House of Commons today demanding Trudeau convene a carbon tax emergency meeting with the 13 provincial and territorial leaders. Poilievre says the tax places a financial burden on Canadians. So far, Trudeau has rebuffed calls for such a meeting. Community health organizations are set to get a $500 million funding boost from Ottawa to provide more mental health care to younger people. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says the government opted to fund community organizations to take a broader approach to the issue. It's the latest in a string of campaign-style pre-budget announcements from the Liberal government. Our country's latest defense policy is promising a big jump in funding for the military, but it still won't meet NATO requirements. The policy update concentrates on the potential threats from China and Russia, particularly in the Arctic. It proposes an extra $8 billion in defense spending over the next 3 years. That would still be far short of NATO rules, which call for member nations to spend 2% of their gross domestic product on the military. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.